The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, Israel appears prepared to strike Iran directly in a more vigorous and public way than it has before by targeting oil production sites, military bases and potentially nuclear research sites. US President Joe Biden is expected to hold a phone call today with Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to discuss plans to strike Iran. And this follows comments from Netanyahu stating he believes the time has come for a game-changing strike on Iran. Joining me now to talk about this is Patrick Bury, Senior Associate Professor in Warfare and Counterterrorism at the University of Bath. He's a former NATO analyst. Patrick, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
We were wondering how long it would take Israel to, if you like, retaliate against the massive barrage of rockets sent Israel's way after the bombing of Beirut and also the targeting of Haifa overnight. So is the moment at hand?
It depends. I think we're definitely closer to it looking at the music. The interesting thing is the Israelis, like they've shown when their response to the last Iranian barrage in April, that they like to bide their time. They have a soak period, work out quite calmly with amongst themselves and their war cabinet and also with their allies, the US, what they're going to do. And I think given the nature, the differences between the barrage in April, it was really heavily telegraphed by the Iranians and so there was a long lead in time, a mixture of drones, cruise missiles and the harder to shoot down ballistic missiles. So, you know, people were prepared for this time. It was much quicker and they used ballistic missiles, harder to shoot down and some got through, more got through, including hitting an Israeli airbase. Which we're not 100% sure what the damage was. And that could also explain a bit of a delay, potentially. But I think it's now all about what are those targets that they're going to choose. And they've got the nuclear research and even some of the development facilities underground. Much harder to hit. You know, you're talking about multiple huge bombs to get in at some of the development facilities. You've also got the oil facilities. I mean, that's going to obviously increase in oil prices, but the main exporter of Iranian oil, those who receive it, is China. I mean, they're not going to be happy, but the global market would readjust. And then you've got the military bases, et cetera. Like, the interesting thing here, Pat, is like Iran essentially doesn't have a very good conventional military at all. It's got some air defense pieces which have now been penetrated by the Israelis, and its main strength was these proxies and its Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, you know, kind of doing proxy warfare and sub-threshold stuff. So if it goes toe-to-toe with the Israelis, and potentially the Americans, it loses. And I think the Israelis' hackles are up there. So the other option is obviously to try and locate, hard to do, these ballistic missile launchers because they're mobile. And I would definitely think that they will start to take out some of the more advanced air defense systems inside Iran.
Now, how sensitive would Israel and America be in concert with the targeting of oil facilities? I mean, America has energy independence. It generates enough oil and gas itself not to be depending on Middle East oil. But it would affect world prices, and obviously, America is not immune to a rise in world oil and gas prices.
No, exactly. Iran, I think if I remember correctly, it exports somewhere between 2 to 3, we don't know exactly, maybe a bit more, a million barrels per day, mainly at the moment to China. I just don't have the detail of where Israel is getting its energy imports from, unfortunately. But when Biden initially announced that, one of the things they're considering is a strike on Iranian oil facilities, it jumped, you know, global price jumped about 5%. I don't know if he's walked that back a bit yet, actually, what the latest is on what they've been discussing. But look, from my perspective, militarily, I think there's an emerging strategy here, you know, coming through, which is they've basically, you know, whether we agree with how they've done it, they've really severely degraded Hamas at awful cost and destruction. But it's pretty done. They're now turning on Hezbollah. It's clearly a two-pronged strategy, which is destroy the leadership in Beirut beyond.
I mean, the suspicion was, Patrick, that Netanyahu was prolonging the war, first of all in Gaza and now moving into Lebanon in an attempt to delay his own date with destiny in the courtrooms. But I'm wondering if his strategy is even more kind of messianic than that, that he believes by destroying Hamas for the moment in Gaza, by destroying Hezbollah in Lebanon for the moment, that he achieves a kind of iconic status that will blow those corruption charges away.
I think that could easily be part. I think there's a more practical element where Israel's politicians have, and military have a history of turning defeat into victory. And this is his Ben-Gurion moment. He's basically, Iran was playing, thought it was playing 3D global chess with Israel and its allies. And Netanyahu has just escalated, basically taken the escalatory lift and bombed the whole tournament. And Iran are like, oh, right, we can't really respond. And so they're, I'm not saying I agree with it completely, but their hackles are up, they're confident. And he's looking at, you know, the famous Prime Minister Ben-Gurion, who you know, did the same turn. So I think, yes, that's an element of it. And they also sense, you know, a strategic opportunity here, which may not present itself again.
Now, the question so, of Iran, I mean, Netanyahu's objective, he appealed over the heads of the Iranian theocracy to ordinary people, you know, that could be friends with Israel, it could change. And there is a certain cohort, probably a large cohort of the population, which is still Western looking and doesn't like the kind of regime. If Israel was to hit Iran hard, could it mean the toppling of the theocracy?
Yeah, so this is what I think. So you're right. I was looking at some recent research, which is that are estimated, but survey data, about 80% of Iranians are anti-regime, 15% pro, and 5% on the fence. So yes is the answer. I think the military objective, if they go for these sites, there's two things. One, if they hit Iran hard, the Iranians will learn the lesson, we need to rapidly get nukes. Okay, so they may, for that reason, preemptively go after their research, etc. But I think that if you think it from the Israeli perspective, the main thing they could do strategically here is damage the Iranian military and the regime and leave it teetering. So they want to set it back 20 years, making an example. That doesn't mean going after all the civilian infrastructure, etc. It would be military regime. And then you wait and see, because you've sent such a blow across across the region. You've really left the regime teetering, as I said, and given the opportunity for, as you said, people to rise up and potentially to help people rise up too.
Okay, to literally bring about a change of regime. Patrick Bury, Senior Associate Professor in Warfare and Counterterrorism at the University of Bath, former NATO analyst, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.